someone who has known of it and who is able to mediate it to us. The entire movement has come to know of the grace of God as it has been mediated to us, expressed to us in tangible form by our next speaker. I look forward to this opportunity of sharing the meeting because it gave me an opportunity to meet her. And I'm very happy that she has been able to come to the coast and be with us this afternoon so that you may feel and come to know the sweetness of her spirit, the depth of her concern, and the effectiveness of her service to suffering alcoholics. Sister Agnes.
Thank you. somehow I liked him because he was so straightforward. Those of us working in hospitals know that some doctors take everything religiously, a matter of life or death. I was afraid he was just curious about this case. So, well, we know persons who are deceivers, or if they can't, they know the person for what they say. However, the answer is so straightforward, so I enjoy this reason. And one day, his daughter, John, he often had a little chat. And this man, he came and looked rather down, I suppose. What's trouble this morning? Well, so he told me, he said, well, sister, he said, well, I may as well tell you. But, I think it's going to go to the New York circle, and he said, I've had a certain problem for a long time, and two of you got together, and we will try to work out something that will help you. Well, he said. Well, he said, these have been trying it out. They tried a few rest homes, and he had some in the other hospitals. And he said, would you consider taking one? Well, I hesitated to try. Sometime before, probably 2 months before, I took a man in who, oh, it was good. I didn't know much about this treatment. And practically, he's been subject to hold it in other cities. So, they told me to be moving to him and down the hospital. Oh, it was just like this far down a little while. He was at the city garage and he was a very respectable person. If I had been thinking of those 2 months, my mother would have said, which I thought was a good thing. Well, he had at the time, he was a better than 4 degrees. They knew nothing about special treatment. And I submitted an online service, a medical service, and registered him, put him to bed, and I could really find him to hold. Oh, no, he's doing really well. Well, I forgot about him. When I came over early the next morning, my supervisor, who was tall, thicker, we had two to have a lot of good feet. Well, she was standing at the door waiting for me. She said, Bennett, can you really take a good tour in this place? Please stay up all night and run around after the degree. That was a leader, isn't it? I decided then that that came up. I always felt sorry that she didn't turn away, but I was not the last word in her throat. So in the back of the parade, my coaches are very left, because I thought it was. And it reminded me of this business. I thought, oh, dear me. I told him that this is the same thing to doctors. And not only, well, I would put out that I said the patient and everything in the office. I didn't think they'd run off the heart. So, is it sister? This patient wanted to give us trouble because I am medicating on a scale. Well, I looked closely at him because he never said anything that wasn't so, not on a scale. Well, then, carefully, I said, well, doctor, I shall take him in. And putting him in the bedroom, I thought I was doing pretty well because it was so crowded in the place. And that was rather pretty. So I took him into the bedroom. Doctor called me back in the bathroom, and I said, give me everything. And I thought, well, I figured I wouldn't hear much till next morning anyway, if there was any trouble. So, well, there was a word about it. That was when I came to the attending office. Thank you. He said, quickly, but Jim, I couldn't have taken his private room.
I'm sure I had done pretty good to put in a kiddo.
She said, you know, if one of you said it would be true, you're to visit him, and they don't have to talk to him privately. You know? I did have a pain doctor. After we left the room and looked the situation over, and right across the hall, we had a flower room where we used to prepare the patient's flowers. And I thought, well, they can fix their fire somewhere else for the day, and I believe I could fix the balloon anyway. That's what we did. When we visited his team, we kept a close eye on him. I thought, well, next time I put him in a private room. I didn't know much about these alcoholics. I was not an expert series, a lot of cooks are originally However, I took him out of the room, as I would any person, and then he was taken across to the desk. Just standing in, a little about it, I couldn't tell his name. It said Dr. Bob would give the orders. And they had gone after him. Well, they had it. So I told him he came out. I hadn't been after before because he answered all this to others. And I said, I thought to him, he was right there. So he was still there with me. And he was right under the bed. Well, I thought this would never work. If you just will go at all, I'm getting fatigued. Next time, I don't want to give up. I don't know just exactly what I did, whether I had time to stay with me or what I did. But I know after that, I put two together and I finally took a four-bed room. Well, three goes to the good, one and a half the other. Then there was two days before they'd be coming out of the well. Anyway, so then they took another 2 days across the hall. Well, it was hard to say no when they really wanted to do something about it. And by that time, many of the times, they were told off him. Some of them came to sit because some of them finally didn't understand him so often. And two things, this is my purpose. And I reached out to see a sign. Later I said, well, that is A.A. I said, what is A.A.? Would you like to ask him about it? Well, yes. Yeah. Well, I'll bring some money for him. But the first, before that, I came to an alcoholic man, talked with Mr. Superior, who believed he had a lot of experience in the old age of charity and all, and he knew what we were doing. And she said to these men, she said, well, the doctor said, well, you know, it's charity, they do. They only know your cause and you're in a lot of trouble. But she spoke about it to them. She didn't know that they were wrong. So she said, there's no problem. I'll buy you food just to have them in. Well, that's a question. But that wasn't all. Of course, I later took the complaint because they didn't have visitors. At any time, as you go away, you'll get to my subscribers, tells me. So finally, we decided to get a small accident ward. It was sort of off from the rest of the hospital. And there we put in a coffee bar, and down to the bar, pull up the curtain. I then told her that the first opportunity we had, a dog go over. And, of course, I put him over here with wonderful blue was. But I seemed that don't have presents to their friends. But we didn't have the other supplementers. And together, it was perfect. I suggest to you, I often say to our boys, my boy, just have two great religious leaders. Man, what is coming in? Because the alcoholic doesn't want anything about religion or God, and he didn't try to teach religion, did he? But the old age had very long until they asked him. Or telling me what experience they've had and what they'd like to do, they know they haven't been living with. And it's still that, as many of our nurses have said, the best strategy is peace of mind. If once they can be relieved of their anxieties and worries and see the property, there could be no trouble. Once the first room and the doctors now set up the program, no televisions, no radios, no newspapers. Only literature pertaining to AA or something that would have a more, I mean, business and morals and things of that kind. So they don't let them all the relationships they still have and then they're visitors. Two. Well, we went on without the similar details I could bring in, but I don't want to get too long because I'm sure many of you have probably questions that. Maybe they don't tell us that I'm asking somebody. But anyway, during that this time, I think we treated it between 25,000. And you told me to tell me every day unless he goes out of town or something like that. And Lottie tried to collect my attention to the heirs. Fortunately, they didn't have too much either to set it with, and you couldn't listen very, very well. So I went to the top because it was just stepping further as in a big deal. But that's okay to tell, believe me. And again, it works out very well. And there are no problems. Always in the time, or however they don't replace the name, because God certainly provides. And in the name of the story, is everlastingly grateful. Back here, as far as I understand it, sometimes it is wrong when you come down and say, sister, look at me, you don't have to say, oh, the doctor is a big thing, you have to set me up. Doesn't have to say, sister, isn't ready. So he was always right. Many times, it's that really because they have a heart attack story, they tell me they had a bad heart or something. And I heard it's about a doctor, too. Often I call in. I think maybe that this truth or any alcoholic should offer self-care for any. Because things are not standing there. And the time waste is really standing there. I was told that all women are still worried about the salt. To me, most of them, from either the occupation or doctor telling about them. And to the best of doctors, it was anything serious, but otherwise, to me, don't worry about them. Because, as I heard of them, they have a, they are the allergists, to the word. For 5 or 6 days, and it'll be all right. Sister said, she'll help you back. And I've only told you one thing. Do you know that it's a one-year test? It's a bonus. And Peter Kelly said they are. They're kind of basic to me. Any risk with his clients to just take me on their own adventure because they need this sponsorship. I often say it's something like letting you to take me to golf. We want all these angles and all the rules, but I need to get out there and feel and listen to this and practice. Maybe into the gospel.
to decide on the self-assessment, because for the environment, at first, it was just 5 days, because people were pretty good at possibly testing them all, and it's miraculous. And the sooner you get them back to their families, the better. Although, in the first aliens were taken into their own homes and try to help them back to their families. They were so that it was normal for so good. But however, when you certainly have a phone that was very wise, it was a phone that will not be in them until they are ready. And then this clears himself and goes over it. We want to be sure that sponsor is not just a person met in a bar somewhere. But one man who hasn't put his hand for I know most of them well, know who are this sponsor who are not. But it's a tremendous help. So finally, really, the time came, well, as all of us died in 49, and it was after a very hard production. The time when all of us had just gotten into practice, anyway, they brought the doctor to the hospital, and they kept the doctor there too. But he was pretty well taken up with all this, and then died of pneumonia and all that. So, went on to know the doctor, then he died in 1950, a year and a half later. He knew then, I believe, that he had an emergency. He had possibly killed, well, I think that several times a week, if not every other day, he's giving me a message. And I thought that I knew the honor of God in spirit, too, because there wasn't very much done that they really could talk together on. But for anything affecting the foundation of this. One day, I got to where I was, if I think we're in line, you know, we go to where we think. I often wondered whether I was off the mailing list or whether I was forgotten. I was there for 24 years. Probably one week started 24 years. And finally, the radio was changed. So I was going to carry. And, worked with AA there. They didn't have AA carrier and fine workers there, but they just had a small department. And Sister Victorine, a very fine sister, who everybody liked, was there too. And she came around and told her everything, and Dr. Bob talked with her. And she really did a good job. But they decided to build a new wing and all the extra. Oh, I know they talked to Alphonse and I used to the floor and they were not, but everything was just completed. It wasn't absolutely a case of life or death. So that this kind of forgot about the AA. But really, mother didn't see so much. We didn't really know. I went there and noticed, and I didn't hear a word about it. I was in I-9 obedience that said that I was to take care of this floor. And physical spaces and worked at AA. Well, I knew someday maybe we'd have them. But anyway, I just observed and went along day by day. Finally, one day, I got a call of the surgery checking on patients to see and find out the condition. So I'm a little worried about this person and Bill ran to a friend that clearly wants to sit on the floor. And I came down, and the architect of the new building was there. And a few nurses, you know, the director of our nursing service was there. And Terry said, what kind of setup would you like for the day? Well, you know, you're standing under a floor, and thinking rather strange. I didn't know whether to tell myself or not.
Yeah.
And I said, you're out of violence?
I said, no, I'm not violent.
Only I'm going to say it. Yes, well, I'm the pastor. But the pain is to be screaming because the women are sure that they want the person. Well, she said, well, I said, you don't need this table. I said,
you know, give me a few days and we'll walk a little time of what we'd like.
Fine.
Well, the day that they came was on the 51st. We needed Rosie. That's how we call it, Rosie Hall. And there is a test. Not a good thing when I was in there. I thought, oh, I'd love to have this in memory of Dr. Bob. Well, I thought about this fancy and we called it the alcoholic ward. We'll call it Rosie Hall. And she's in my head, Rose R.H. Well, I thought all I needed was an answer, and I had Dr. Peterson's. How is it? Well, it's over. So we call it Rosie Hall Chalet. The insignia on the door is R.H.S. From the Logan Warren, joined by a hospital hurry on October 7th, 1952. This is my photo, Rosie. I feel that the people, whether in this picture or whatever the denomination, when you see a Rosie, you don't miss her. If you get the Rosie, I'll wear your sister. Playing somehow. So to everyone, I think this is all the result of. Someone says, the grace of God comes to someone's prayer and penance, that's for sure. Well, anyway, the telephone in the Rosie Hall, Salerno. Well, I told you about that. When speaking eloquently, he took special the office of the sisters of Charity St. Augustine, a Catholic religious order, as they joined forces with the members of AA, a super mental sharing movement. And in fact, the rest of the men and of all kings, who involved in this good alcoholism. He admitted to this award, and this was sponsored by a member of AA and this family. And it's also evidence of desire, not just to get sober, but also to deserve and perpetuate the sobriety on a day-by-day basis. And if you yourself are willing to admit that you are an alcoholic, you are advised to seek help elsewhere. The physical therapy, the most modern name, the medical science. The patient's entire story of the requirements of the outside world and the habits which have caused his collapse. There are no regular televisions. In Texas and magazines. Nothing but AA literature and other literature in keeping with the programs are available. The patient may have no visitors but members of Alcoholics Anonymous who are walking between 9 and 9 p.m. The conversation between alcoholism and gravity problems. Every evening, a member of AA comes to the hospital to connect a brief AA meeting for the patient. In fact, the coffee bar stands in front of the hall where AA members and the patients all together to discuss their common problems. A little oratory is open at all times. Just if they want to do some careful thinking, she says, there. The reality is the stressful work that is already done by members of AA to consider their time and money. Members of the room that really pays work day and night and waste their hours to complete the level at no cost to the hospital. Rosie Hall accepted his first patient 1 year ago, and since that day, when Calvin and me have been hospitalized there, and we have looked into the room where he's at now. Oh, we have three, we have legally, we have three, sometimes four, and even six to five. That isn't good. However, they are not Rosie Hall accepted his first place 1 year ago, and he got there. Well, pardon me, he didn't. They had been offered not only the key to sobriety, but also the key to a happy sobriety. The sisters of Karen were wounded about the hearts of men who had assisted them, but they came in with no credit. They are aware
ever was in Britain when it is. Well, God bless you all, and I wish you a continued happy sobriety. And may God's grace be with you always and bless every one of you. Thank you.
This is for bringing us this story of the beginning of AA hospitalization in your community. Remember, she spoke of Dr. Bob's New England accent, and one of the strange ways which God works is that he selected two men from Vermont to found our group. The governor of Vermont, taking notice of this, has declared a national or a statewide celebration. Now, whether this is to celebrate the founding of AA or the departure from Vermont of our founders, no one is...